my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can be what it says I can be. I can have what it says I can have. I can give what it says I can give. I can go where it says I can go. I can learn what it says I can learn. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to ultimately wind up in Psalms 100, but I want you to go to Leviticus 22. I'm going to just do about three scripture here for you this morning on Thanksgiving. Leviticus chapter 22. Leviticus 22, and then Psalm 100. 22 and verse 29 in Leviticus. It says, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving." How many knows a sacrifice is something that's hard for you? It's costly to you. And so, I think it's really important because this particular scripture kind of sets a foundation for Psalms 100 and into Matthew where we're going. But it says, when you offer a sacrifice of praise, probably most of us would relate this, and when we give a sacrifice of praise, we give a sacrifice for maybe our children. You know, I love the stories on TV, don't you, and the news programs where the mom, some single mom or something, works two or three jobs so their kid can have a college education or better themselves, or they want, you know, better for their kids than they had. And you see that, and I thought, that's a sacrifice of praise right there. That's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thanking God for their kids and being a good steward over them and taking care of them and all. But it says, when you give a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise is something when it's not easy to give, isn't it? It's easy in here, isn't it? Just to lift our hands and the worshipers are leading us into the presence of God and the musicians are leading us into the presence of God. It's easy in here, isn't it? But, you know, when you're out and everything's gone wrong during the week and everything's hard and you've suffered loss and rejection or maybe hurt or divorce or whatever it might be, And all of a sudden now it becomes a sacrifice of praise because of our feelings, how we're emotionally and mentally feeling right now. But to go ahead and lift your hands or heart up to the Lord and say, "Thank you, Lord, for power to go through. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining me through this. Thank you, Lord, for letting me feel your presence and giving me direction to go through. Thank you, Lord." So you're casting your faith and you're giving a sacrifice of praise for who God is. And what he is going to do. Sacrifice of prayer. Or we can just stress out and not even think about God. How many knows that's an alternative? That's an altering view. In coaching, we call that an altering viewpoint. Because it's real, isn't it? And then you see people do that and they stress out. And then you talk to them and they say stuff like, "I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm at my wit's end. I remember one time when some of our relatives were off and they were smoking is it PCP? Is that what you call it? No, it was more than pot. It was terrible stuff. Here was a constant phrase that they had. "I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know." And it's just like their little brain had followed drugs and followed this vein so long until they didn't know what they was going to do. They didn't recognize they had a God. They didn't recognize they live in one of the greatest countries in the world. They didn't recognize there was all kinds of assistance or places to help. They didn't know because they're pursuing the wrong path. And they just repeated that phrase so many times that was their whole thing. And that's all. That became their God. The God of "I don't know what I'm going to do." That is an option. It's a sad and pathetic and pitiful option, but it is an option. But God says, we don't have to have that. And listen, he said, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it with your" what? "Free will." Now, Jan Murray doesn't like to talk about free will. It just drives her nuts. Our elder mentioned free will in our prayer meeting this morning. She said, "Oh, that free will thing." But Jan, he had to give us a free will, or it's not true worship, you know. So you know, and wouldn't it be wonderful, parents, if we could just program our children to do right? He had a do right section or a do wrong section or on course, you know, and you could just dial them in, and all of a sudden they'd just go off and they'd say, thank you, Mommy, thank you, Daddy, and just have a wonderful day and this picture perfect, and they did all the right stuff. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That wouldn't be, you know, but everything they did would be programmed. It wouldn't be their choice, it would be our choice. That's not free will. But he says when you come with a sacrifice of thanksgiving, he said to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. So here's what I want you to get. When we offer it of our own free will, thanksgiving is just a choice, isn't it? It's a choice of the will. It's an act of the will. It's not how we feel. It's not something good happened, so thank you. It's when we bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving, it's just completely us bringing it out. And I'll tell you something else. Whenever your kids give you a sacrifice of anything, which is not very often, is it? But they sacrifice, and you know they did something you ask, and it's a sacrifice. Doesn't that make you just want to just bless them and give them praise and return it back to them? And that's because, you know, whatever you sow, that you also reap. And so when you're sowing a sacrifice of thanksgiving, it's hard for you to do what you're doing and give what you're giving. God says, all right, just get ready because you're about to get a blessing if you'll just keep your frame of mind right. And that's called faith, isn't it? He knows it's a sacrifice for you, just like you know it's a sacrifice for your children. But when we give it of our own free will, just expect blessing to come in return, because it's coming. It's coming. Now look in Nehemiah. How many knows Nehemiah had a great burden? He had a huge burden for rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And it wasn't easy, was it? You know, it wasn't easy for him at all. The book of Nehemiah, the 12th chapter. In fact, if you read the book, you know, he started and he left a position that was just really a cushy position to come and to build the wall and to restore. But he did it out of a passion and a heart that was just tremendous. But he asked the king, and he took a risk and asked his king for help. The king gave him help, and which it could have cost him his head. Everything about it was really a sacrifice. He sacrificed his cushy job. He sacrificed took risk to even to rebuild the walls and all. And then if that's not bad enough, when you ever try to do something right and seem like everybody just takes a little jab at you? You ever done that? If you're in leadership, you have. You know, you've just thought, man, all this work and sacrifice, and then I get criticized and I get this. And well, just welcome to leadership. That's a part of leadership. That's just the way it goes. And where much is given, much is what? Required. Much is required. Where much is given, much is required. And so they're standing here, and you can get a picture of this. They got a weapon in one hand and trying to build a rock wall, mixing mortar and laying rock with the other hand. How many knows that's a sacrifice? Yeah. Me and John, we can lay brick and rock and do all that. And can you imagine standing there with a weapon in your hand, you know, looking around while you're trying to lay your brick and your rock and stuff? But they finally got it done. You know, they got it completed and they got it finished. And here's Nehemiah 12:27. Now at the dedication of the wall at Jerusalem, they sought the Levites in all of their places to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication of gladness. And that's kind of what we do here on Sunday mornings. Our musicians and our praisers come early, and we're having a time of celebration, you know, and we've come together another week. God has kept us another week, and you know, I know some of them's lost loved ones and some of them fighting battles and you know, and all. I understand that. We're going through a deal with one of our kids, you know, how many knows when your kids have struggle, you have struggle? It's just, you know, that's the price of being a caring parent, isn't it? You know. But it says, now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites, the places to bring them to Jerusalem, celebrate the dedication with gladness. and he says, both with thanksgiving and singing and cymbals and stringed instruments and harps. Now, they could have come together, and he could have said well, they came together to have a thank God it's over party. You ever had one of those? I've had a few of those. Thank God it's over, you know. But they didn't. You know, it was an extra struggle, extra effort. God had to really move supernaturally, but they finally got the wall done, and they came, and they celebrated the dedication with gladness. I mean, those gladness is a choice. It really is. It's a choice that we have to celebrate with gladness, or we can come together and just say, "Oh, woe is me." I'm a fair-skinned person, you know. I love being out in the sun, and you know, whether I'm mowing my yard or working out in the garden or whatever, I love being out in the sun, swimming, you know, out on a motorcycle, just anything outdoors. I love the outdoors, and of course, I'm indoors a lot because I study a lot. But my skin is fair, and so about every 6 months I go have a burning. How many knows what I'm talking about? They burns. They dug one out here, a little skin cancer here. They took one off my chest that was really sore to the touch, and it's just. I told her, I said, "Man, it's not like any other I've ever had because I haven't burned off my hands, arms, wherever." She took this out with a little. I don't know how they do it, but they scoop the hide out, and then they take the little thing and sear the so it doesn't bleed much, you know. And that's, you can smell that and all this stuff. Just kind of prepare you for lunch. Sorry. But I got a call last week, and she said, you know, I had the conference in Oregon, and thank you all for praying, for you that prayed for me. It was a beautiful conference, and just went wonderful. But anyway, I said, well, I'm traveling. She said, well, when you get back, we need to come in, because this was this, I think they called it sickle cell carcinoma, and she said, we want to clean out around it. And she said, we'll just shoot around it, and we'll inject that, and then we'll take a bigger part out, and then we'll send that in, and we think it will be clean, and we're not, but it's precautionary things. It's precautionary. And so I could be saying, well, you know, I just curse this light skin of mine, you know, that I was born with. Or I could say, thank you, Jesus, that I got enough sense to go to the doctor and they can early detection. And thank you, Lord, that I have a doctor that cares enough and they got procedures that can take that out. And now we thank you, Lord. Now I had our prayer warriors pray this morning. Thank you for a good report, you know, when it comes back. I'm telling you, it's a wheel. I just want you to know you're not the only one that has to go through things. I know I look like I'm just the picture of health and nothing ever happened to me, right? And my wife is beautiful and she always lines up with everything I want to do, right? She lines me up, I'll tell you that for sure. I'm just saying we all do life, you know, and it always, you know, and the devil always gives a picture of somebody else having it better. But for some of you darker skin, you know, I mean, I'm not just African American, but some of you that born with darker skin, you never get anything, bless your pure hearts. I'm just saying, we all fight different battles, and we can all whine, or we can all say, thank you, Lord. This is a sacrifice of praise. Everything hadn't been roses this week, but I know who I belong to. I know where I'm headed. I know that I have a Redeemer that can sustain me. I know that He's given me power to either deliver me or to go through. Thank you, Lord. It's an attitude of your will. It's an attitude of your heart. They're standing there, and everything hadn't gone, nothing had hardly gone right, but they, you know, they finished the job, and they're having a celebration. It's one thing I appreciate about our church. Our church will celebrate. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, and we celebrate Thanksgiving together with a big dinner, and we celebrate our veterans, and we know how to celebrate. We celebrate when the funds go up for our giving. I love that about our church. Something happens, you know, we celebrate Dorothy when she gets a commercial, or we'll celebrate you when you have a baby, or you get married. You know, we had a big celebration for Haley and for Andrew and for, you know, for you all that came and been married here, and we celebrate your baptisms. We, you know, we have to know how to celebrate and give thanksgiving, and that's huge. That's huge. But they had a terrible time, but they came together with gladness, and they gave thanksgiving and singing. And had a party, called the musicians. We're gonna party, and then go to Psalm 69. This is good practice for some of you that never opened the Old Testament. This is a psalm of David. How many knows David knew how to praise the Lord? In fact, if he wanted to dance before the Lord and you didn't like it, he's just like, well, get over it. I like those kind of people, don't you? It says, you know, I'm not here to try to show off. I'm just here to show you how big God is, and this is how I'm expressing it. And if you don't want to express it that way, I don't want to encroach on you, but you know, get over it, because I'm gonna praise God, he says. Psalm 69 and 30, I will praise the name of God with a song. Did you notice he said, I will? He didn't say, if I feel like it, if it's convenient, if everything's going well. No, he says, I will praise the name of God with a song. And how many knows for about 20 years of David's life, it was tough. You know, haven't you liked the king that you supported, that you took out the giant that he was facing, and you turned the whole atmosphere of the war around? How many watched the OSU-Kansas game last night? Oh, my gosh. Momentum. Did you see the shift last night? You talk about momentum shift for 20 years, this momentum. You know, he brings in and he kills the giant. He's the only one that has the courage to step on the field and face the giant. He turns the whole momentum of the war around. And for his payment, because they sing about David, gave him more praise than the king, now he's all upset. And by the way, when somebody doesn't praise you, bless your heart, as much as they praise somebody else. You can always tell people that feel like they don't get their share of praise, because you try to give praise to somebody and they'll say, well, you know, I did this. I said, well, good for you. We're not talking about you right now. You know, we're talking about them, you know. And we need to learn to give people due praise. And if you're lacking in praise, you don't get praise by trying to tell everybody what you did and what I did. We get praise by giving praise, and when we're sowing it, we can reap it. Just a little hint for some of you that are married and it's not as chipper around there as you'd like for it to be. Give a little praise to your spouse. It does. You know why it works? Because it's a principle in God's Word that says, I'm sowing good stuff and good stuff will come up. Here's what I believe. I believe if you'll sow good stuff, you're married to Mr. Grumpy or Miss Grouchy, and you sow good stuff, I think you just keep sowing it, and if Miss Grumpy or Mr. Grumpy won't give you praise, God will send you somebody that will. I'm not advocating divorce. I'm just saying what God's Word said, He'll come through when it's time. He'll either change their heart or change your companion. And you say, you may have problems with it, but I'm just telling you, I believe this is a principle from God's Word. You sow it and it comes to pass. And I think most of the time he just changes Mr. or Miss Grumpy. Because you just keep planting, you just keep sowing that seed in there, and all of a sudden it just comes up. But what we want to do is fight it with our arguments and fight it with whatever they're using, right? Well, if you're mean to me, I'll show you what mean is, you know. And then we get in a vicious cycle, and all of a sudden we can't get out. We can't get out. And so, but he said, man, I will praise the name of the Lord with a song. I will magnify him, which means I will make him large. I'll enlarge who he is and what he means to me. And I'll get a clear picture of what God is in my help with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Now, let's go to the real familiar passage, Psalms 100. Real familiar, isn't it? But I always like to preach this around this time of year. It's just good. And I want to show you something in here that really, it's new to me, probably not to you. You guys are, a lot of you are quicker than me, but I get there because I keep studying, right? Which all through this little psalm, which, you know, most of us learned as kids, make a joyful noise, we call it. Mine says a joyful shout. You know what that means? here's what it is. For all of you that can't carry a tune, it means go ahead and just let her rip. And when all of us are looking at you and you can't carry a tune, what is that? You say, that's a joyful noise. Shut up. That's what that is. That's a joyful noise. So that's for you. For all of you that can't carry a tune, you know, just you're making a joyful noise unto the Lord, and you shouldn't try to be quiet. We just won't give you a microphone, but other than that, you're all right, okay? Yeah. Make a joyful, and here's what I noticed in here. Watch. There's an action, and then there's an attitude. And there's an action, and there's an attitude. And there's an action, and there's an attitude. It says, make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all. Everybody say all. See, we're all supposed to be making a joyful noise, a joyful shout. All of us, whether you can sing, whether you can't, whether you feel like it, whether we don't, whether it's good, whether it's bad, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. And then it says, so there's the make, That's the action. And then the joyful shout is the attitude. Now, here, what's verse 2? Serve, there's the action, the Lord with what? Gladness. There's the action, and here's the attitude. Serve Him with what? Gladness. Oh, well, it's been a tough week. Well, then you don't have to do verse 2. You don't have to, do you? But this is how he said. Listen, if you want to get, because there's an action, there's an attitude, there's an action, and then there's a reminder of the benefits. I love this in here. It says, come, there's another action. You got to come before his presence with what? Singing. For all you that can't carry a tune, here's something else. Here's the good news. I heard somebody say this. I believe it's true. When you can't carry a tune, God is so powerful that he has a filter, and before it reaches his ears, he puts it in tune, and it gets it in his ears in tune. Isn't that good? That's good, yeah, for all of us flat note people. You know, time it's received, it's good. And let me ask you something. You know, if your kids came in, they can't carry a note, but they sang a little love song to you, would that still be a blessing to you? Woo, wouldn't that be a blessing? You know, just singing your praise and stuff. We don't get that very often, do we? Come before his presence with singing. So there's action, and then there's the attitude with singing. A shout of joy is what that literally means. And then it says, know. See, here's another action. We need to know God. Know that the Lord, he is God. In other words, he's God over everything. He's God over my good times and blessings. He's God over my trials. We kind of skip over it, but you know, one of Jesus' first assignments was to be led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. That was one of his first assignments. Yeah. And aren't you glad he did? Because he showed us how to handle Satan. He showed us how to handle, and it's by knowing this word, isn't it? First thing the devil does is when he comes up and he's all hungry, he's fasted, and first thing the devil does is says, turn those stones into bread if you're the Son of God. So he hits you right where you're hurting. That's the devil's M.O., and so he reveals that. But you know, coming to his presence, know that the Lord, he is God. He knew God was God, didn't he? Now you say, oh, but he was the Son of God, but he remember, he's fully man, fully God. So he was tempted in all points, just like we are, the Bible says. And so going through that was tough for him, but he knew what to use. He knew that the Lord was his God, and he knew that he was led up into that situation by the Holy Spirit. Okay? And he said, it is he who made us and not we ourselves. You know, you're not an accident. You were put here for a purpose. You were put here for some reason, and to just go for it. You know, in the senior, I think that one of the things I really appreciate about Miss Dorothy is, there's seniors that we were talking with some of our seniors this morning, said, I'm just ready to go home. And I said, well, you're not going home yet, so there's something you need to do. That's what I appreciate about you. You know, until you go home, you're going to be doing commercials. You're going to be singing to children. She's back there leaning against, because it's a little harder on her physical body. She's back there leaning, cleaning pots and pans every Wednesday night so we can come together in fellowship. I appreciate that about you, because you're just like, I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness until I fall over. Dorothy, the Energizer Bunny around here, you know. We call you the Energizer Bunny Honey. How's that? But that's because she's serving him with gladness. She knows that, and he made her, and he created her. And last week she's doing, or week before, whenever it was, she's doing commercial with Kevin Durant. Can you believe that? For a Nike commercial. Might be on national TV. So there you go. What's your excuse? What did God call you to do, you know? And then he says, we are his people. How many knows you're God's people? You're God's people, you know? And the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with what? Thank you, Lord. He didn't say if it's a good week, bad week. He said, this is, and how many knows when he put something like this in here, he put it in here to help us. Anything he put in here is to help us. You know, when mama says, get out of that pie, you're not getting pie until you get to eat your vegetables. She's trying to help you. She's not trying to hinder you. She's not trying to be mean. She's trying to help you. She's trying to help. And when God says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, that's a daily thing that we're supposed to do, and into his courts with praise, you know, that's to help us. It's not about him. It's not about trying to make him bigger. How many knows he's as big as he can get? He made everything. He's not saying you need to enlarge me. He's saying you need to transform you. You need to transform you. I got some stuff I want to show you, but I'm out of time, so we're going to stop right there. But I want to leave you with this week, because we're going to look at the attitude and how important it is, and how important it is to see God. I'm telling you, if we don't have the right attitude to Thanksgiving, you'll see God in a different picture. In fact, right now, if we could project from our minds up to the board and say, this is my image of God, wouldn't that be awesome? And we could see, probably sad, but it'd be awesome in the respect we could see what your image of God is and how different it is for everybody. And I'm telling you, a lot of it goes on how you are celebrating who God is and celebrating who you are through Christ. Because when you quit celebrating yourself and giving thanks for who you are in Christ, I'm going to tell you, you're going to go downhill quick. That's why he said, you love your neighbor as what? Yourself. You lose the love for yourself and respect and esteem for yourself. You can't love your neighbor properly. You can't worship God properly. We'll look at some of that next week. Father, thank you that you showed us from your word that, you know what, this is an act of the will. Thanksgiving and praise and singing songs to you. We have let the devil rob us too many times, and this should be a daily occurrence because of who you are and who we are in you and where we're headed and what you've done for us. And we get so bogged down in life and what happens and loss and hurt and all the things that come our way. That's called life, but we get so bogged down in it in different stages and different times that we forget to praise and we lose our power and we lose our joy and we lose our strength because the joy of the Lord, Nehemiah said, is our strength. So I pray, God, to restore what the devil has taken from some in here today, that it's just they feel the pressure, they feel the weight, they feel all the things around them today that's feeling it. I pray that for them today that you'll give them strength and the ability to raise their hands, raise their voice, raise their hearts to you every day and just praise their way back to a place where joy and excitement and cheerfulness exist for real. They're not in that place today, but I pray that they will. And when each of us come to that hard place in the road, Lord, help us to remember that, you know what, it's time to lift our hands and hearts to God in praise and give Him glory for going through if He doesn't deliver us from. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for reminding us. This is the month of Thanksgiving, and so help us to be thankful. Help us to share Thanksgiving with our friends and tell our loved ones and our coworkers and our brothers and sisters in Christ, whomever we're around this month. Give us the ability to say, you know what, thank you for what God is doing through you and give specific praise. This is a month that just you remind us just to give praise unto the Lord. And it changes our whole attitude, changes our whole outlook on everything. Because we allow Satan to rob us of our joy and our ability to praise because of our situation. So help us, Lord, to rise above that today and to feel your peace, your power, and your presence and to be able to be recharged and restored and go out and give it away and touch somebody else and repeat the process of planting it this week. We have so much to be thankful for. So we thank you, Lord, for renewing our vision today for Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, and all the church said, amen. If you're here today and you need extra prayer, we're not going to ask you to come, but I don't want people to close their eyes or anything, because how many knows we're family? You're my family. You know, I just told you, pray that, you know, my prayer part, pray that this comes back. It's a good report on my chest, and because we're family. I told you about it because we're family. I don't want you to have pity or worry for me. She says, just precautionary. I'm sure it'd be nothing. But, you know, and you probably won't stress about it because it ain't on your body. And I'm not stressed about it because I know where I'm going if it was all through my body. I mean, you know, I just, I love living here, but I'm looking so forward to heaven. Yeah. But if you're here and you say, I'm family, and would you pray for me? I got some issues this week. And lift your hand. Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Just leave them up for a minute. Just look around. And if somebody's around you, if you lay a hand on them or just look at them, put your hand toward them. Father, right now, this is just a sign of I need my prayer. I want to be thankful. I want to change my heart, my attitude for all these together, hands lifted today. I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my heart. I don't want to carry the stress no more. I don't want to carry the strain. I don't want to carry this anymore. This don't belong to me. You say, cast it on you. So right now, give them the ability to just cast it down. And maybe nothing's changed in the natural, but in the supernatural. And that's where change starts. Everything is changing right now because they said, I need your help. I'm coming with thanksgiving. I'm coming to praise your name for blessing. And that's their sign of faith by lifting their hands. So I pray in Jesus' name. You'll just begin to work with them and work in them and through them and watch their situation change in Jesus' name. And all their family said, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being honest and raising your hand.